What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, Chop Robinson, and how he specifically fits into the team. So last night was the first round of the 2024 NFL draft, and the Miami Dolphins selected Penn State pass rusher Chop Robinson with the 21st pick in the draft. Before I get into how I think Chop fits into to the Fins, I want to talk to you guys as always about SeatGeek, as of course we are part of Team SeatGeek, and as I always say, one of my favorite things about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 from 1 to 10. So I really do their part, you know, and help you find the best deal possible. And another thing I love about SeatGeek that I always try to mention on here is that you'll know exactly where you'll be sitting. It's not necessarily, you know, like all the other ticketing apps, just a section in a row. Here is the section, row, and the seat number. So for those of you who prefer to sit on the aisles because you don't want to make people get up, you know, when you're going to the bathroom, going to get food, get a drink, whatever it may be, SeatGeek is the only ticketing app that actually provides you with the actual, you know, seat number ahead of time, you know, while you're looking to purchase, while you're looking for tickets. So if you're in the market for tickets for a game, a comedy show, concert, anything like that, any Heat fans in Miami looking to go to Game 3 on Saturday or Game 4 on Monday, in this first round series against Boston, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code RobGal. You'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to check out the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code RobGal. It's my name, RobCao. And you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. All right, guys. So now I'm gonna talk about how I think Chop Robinson, you know, fits into the Fins. So first off, a little background on him. So like I said, he's a pass rusher out of Penn State. He started off his college career in Maryland as a freshman, then he transferred over to Penn State. For the last couple of years, he was coached by one of the top defensive coordinators in the country, former Miami Hurricanes head coach, and newly acquired Duke Blue Devils head coach Manny Diaz. So he you know he was well coached, and just like Jalen Phillips, you know, another Dolphin pass rusher, he was also coached by Manny Diaz in college. So I think that's a great sign already. That kind of puts him ahead. When he you know when you get a prospect like that was like so well coached, you know, I think that's a great sign right away. To read some of his numbers for you guys, so. As a freshman in Maryland, he played in 8 games. He finished that season with 2 sacks, 12 tackles. Then he transferred to Penn State in 2022. As a sophomore, he played in 12 games. He had 19 tackles, along with 5.5 sacks and a fumble recovery and 2 pass deflections. And then this past season, in 2023 with Penn State, he played in 10 games where he had 4 sacks, along with a pass deflection and 2 forced fumbles, and he has 7.5 tackles for loss. So those are some of the numbers. But yeah, I want to talk now about how I think he fits in. I think Chop is going to fit in perfectly, specifically to this pass rushing group that the Dolphins currently have, alongside, you know, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and newly signed Shaq Barrett, who, you know, was the top pass rusher in Tampa for, you know, many, many years in a row. And of course, part of that Tampa Super Bowl team a couple years ago, alongside, you know, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, to name a few. But yeah, Chop, you know, something I love about him is his versatility, because yes, his primary position is to be lined up on the outside as a pass rusher. But the versatility that he brings to the table is huge, because in college at Penn State, Manny Diaz also used him inside, you know. Like the majority of the time he was outside, but you could kind of play around with him, you know, put him in the middle, you know, kind of where defense tackles line up. You put him in the outside as an edge rusher, and I think that creates a lot of confusion for opposing offensive lines, opposing, you know, offensive coordinators, and even for opposing quarterbacks. You know, it could cause confusion if you put him up, you know, on the outside, right, to start your play, and then like before the snap happens, you kind of do a little audible, if you want to call it, on defense, and you have him transfer to the inside and swap with someone else, you know. So yeah, another big thing I love about Chop is his speed. He ran a 4.48 in the 40-yard dash, which for any player is like unbelievable. But to have a pass rusher for that type of speed is just incredible. And at 6'3", 255 pounds, that's freaking huge, like how quick he is. And it's interesting when you go to the NFL.com, his comparison is Micah Parsons. And I understand that comparison because of the versatility specifically. Because, of course, all of you who watch Micah Parsons, you know that the Cowboys line him up on the outside and the inside. And can line Micah Parsons up anywhere, he's going to contribute. But yeah, so, you know, Chop has that same versatility, like I said, where you could use him in the inside, you could use him at the outside. But yeah, I think he's going to fit in great because, j like, Jalen Phillips is another guy who I think more and more now we're going to see him use more on the inside. Like, he's still going to be a primary edge rusher, but I think a lot of times we're going to see him inside. Then you have, you know, Shaq Barrett and Bradley Chubb are big enough to also playing the inside for a little bit. So yeah, I just think Chop, like his what do you call it? The type of pass rusher he is kind of blends in perfectly until what the Dolphins have. And of course, you know, we're probably gonna ask a lot of him from the beginning of the year, being that Chubb and Phillips are, of course, you know, coming off of season ending injuries and they're, you know, currently in recovery. So we don't necessarily know when they're gonna be available. And also we're not expecting them to be 100%, and you don't wanna, you know, just throw them out there at full force from the beginning. Have them re-aggravate their injuries, you know? So it's going to be interesting to see if Chop and Shaq Barrett are the primary pass rushers towards the beginning of the year. And then once, you know, Phillips and Chubb come back and, you know, you bring them in slowly, it'll be a very fun four-man rotation. And then kind of the forgotten man now is Cam Good, the seventh-round pick a couple years ago. And, you know, last year he started to get more snaps than he's ever gotten in his short career, due to Jalen Phillips' injury against the Jets. And Good started, you know, to produce little by little with more opportunity. But unfortunately, just like Phillips and just like Chubb, he also suffered a season-ending injury. So he's currently in the process of recovery as well, you know. So that's a fifth guy. And he's kind of going to be, you know, the forgotten man. But, hey, don't count out Cameron Good either, you know. So that group is looking fun. I'm very excited. Obviously, to see Chubb as an individual and see, you know, what he could bring to the table in terms of, you know, helping us bring more wins, right, to Miami. But I'm also very excited to see him fit into that group, and he's going to be around three of the you know, three of the top pass rushers in the league, with Shaq Barrett, Jalen Phillips, and Bradley Chubb. So he's going to have, you know, a huge opportunity to learn not just from one guy, but from three of them on how to be the ultimate professional on and off the field as well. So I think this is huge for the Dolphins. It's huge for Chop to get this opportunity, like I said, to learn from such great professionals on and off the field, such great leaders. And I absolutely loved his energy when he got the call. He saw how excited he was to be coming to Miami. And actually, as I'm recording this, is Friday right now, 5:29 p.m. Eastern time. Chop is already in Miami. He already talked to the media, saw some pictures of him entering the building there in Miami Gardens at Hard Rock Stadium. And yeah, you know, I'm just excited to have Chop Robinson be the newest member of the Miami Dolphins. I think, yeah, it's gonna, you know, wrap up this episode. Just wanted to give, you know, some quick thoughts. Wasn't planning on doing a whole deep dive or anything like that, but I wanted to make sure to share my thoughts, you know, ahead of the second and third rounds starting tonight at 7 o'clock. Yeah, so stay tuned tomorrow. I'll probably be having a game three recap of the Heat and Celtics. I'm very excited for that one, of course. And then also, stay tuned for a recap sometime for tonight. We're as currently scheduled, we have one pick in the second round and none in the third. And then, of course, tomorrow's rounds 4 through 7. So, but yeah, really, like, stay tuned for a game three recap tomorrow, like I said, of the Heat and Celtics. And then maybe on Sunday or Monday, you'll get more of a recap in terms of, like, more of the guys that the Dolphins select and, you know, sign as undrafted free agents and stuff like that. So yeah, make sure to, you know, keep it locked in here to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Make sure to keep up with us on Instagram at the Flame underscore ES and at Rob Gao, ROBCAO. Once again, make sure to check out SeatGeek. Go to the SeatGeek app, go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code Rob Gao, ROBCAO, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code Rob Gao, my name, ROBCAO, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Fins up. Let's go, Heat. Until next time, everyone, take care.